Hello, friends, and thank you for joining us for episode 3 of Between the Swings podcast. We are your hosts, Kyle Jones and Alex Beaverson. It is an amazing time of the year. It's the last week of March. Spring has sprung. March Madness is in the air. Easter is this weekend. The Masters, the single greatest week of the entire calendar year, is just 2 weeks away. We've got so much to talk about. In this episode, we will talk about managing the changes of seasonal identities at our golf course, the unique experience of a farewell to winter visitors while eagerly anticipating an exciting time for welcoming our Arizona resident back to the golf course. We will jump on some hot finds of the week and cap it off with some exciting events we have coming up at the club. Alex, how are you today?
I'm good. You know, it's been a good week here. Last episode, it was like 52 minutes.
We like to talk. Yeah, we can talk about our industry. We like it quite a bit. Yes.
But man, I'm having a good time recording these things. It's a highlight of my week for sure. So thanks for tuning in and listening. Episode 3. You said it's a weird time of year. We're in the heart of Arizona. You've been managing courses for a while. Arizona is a hot spot for golf. People wouldn't really think it's a weird time of year. Let's share some insight a little bit on what makes it so weird. Why is April a weird month in, you know, end of March being a weird month in April?
Right. Our friend the groundhog said spring is here, and it's true, and the rest of the country is celebrating. Growing up in California, running courses in California, the Masters is what we felt like kicked off the golf season. You're coming out of this colder season, shorter days, daylight savings. We live in Arizona, so we've completely forgot what that's like, which is amazing, by the way, to not have daylight savings. But to have April and Easter specifically signifies the beginning of the end of our golf season. And the reason being is that's when a majority of our winter visitors starts to travel back home. We're lucky to be in a unique situation where people, quite a number of people, I wish I knew the number. I'll do some research. I'll get back to you folks on this with the number of people that choose to winter visit or snowbird in Arizona, but it's got to be hundreds of thousands. There's people coming and living in the state of Arizona specifically to enjoy the game of golf for a 3 to 6 month period of time. Mm-hmm. And Easter is the first time that a lot of these people want to be back in their summer home where the rest of their family lives. So it's a unique time where we start to see them transition back. We start to see a little more openings on the tee sheet, and Arizona residents then have opportunity to book tee times that are a lot more available and also at a lot more available courses that had been booking up previously. So it's a start of a change in our seasonal identity for sure.
Yeah. It's fascinating because, you know, I experience, snowbirds coming into our course, and my first season here, a lot of the other people who've been working at our course for quite some time say stuff like, "Hey, welcome back. You know, good to see you. I remember you from last year." And you know, a lot of members who call Superstition Springs like their home course are back, and now they're going home. It's interesting. So, I grew up in Wyoming playing golf there, and, golf only happens 4 months of the year. You know, you're lucky if you can get into five, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, shout out to my Wyoming golfing friends. I miss you all. But out here, golf is all year round. And, you know, in Wyoming or other places around the country, you open the door for 4 months and then close the door. We open the door to a type of golfer for a lot of the season and then close the door, kind of keep it open, and then reopen the door to our Arizona kind of residents. That's at least how it feels. Talk to me about that a little bit. I mean, they're going home. The Arizona residents coming. What makes this season so unique for an Arizona resident?
Yeah, Phoenix Metropolitan is a unique area that has well over 330 plus days of playable golf days out of a calendar year.
Amazing.
It could be even closer to that 365. There are some courses that may allow people to play all 365. It's quite unusual for us to get one entire day of rain or weather impact right. closing it down, right? So our growing season is year-round. Mm-hmm. The types of grass that like to grow in those seasons, it does change. So we have to change from a winter season grass to a summer season grass. The month of April, for the most part, that winter season grass is fantastic. It's still cool enough. We might reach that low 90 barrier into the low 90s through that month. And then May is when you start to see a struggle for a winter grass
yeah.
holding on without the help of a lot more supplement, right? Yeah. Whether it's mechanical supplement or chemical supplement through fertilizers and items like that to keep the grass growing. So we're at a time of the year where conditions are still peak, weather is still peak, and that Arizona resident has like a 30-day bubble where the snowbird or winter visitor starts to go back home. Tee times are available and they start to come back. So we're thrilled to start welcoming them back. For the Arizona golfer that might be listening, you're like, yep, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah. Tee times start to become available. They're still pricey because golf courses are still in near perfect shape that they're going to be for the season. It is currently perfect degrees outside. And what I mean that it's clear 66 and 0 degrees of precipitation. So, I can't name better golfing weather. So it's a unique time of the year, just like you said. And by mid to late June, we're playing in 105, 110 yeah. degrees. It's the parking lot will be entirety Arizona license plate where, quarter one is 40%, maybe even 50% of your parking lot is out of state license plates yep. and a heavy sprinkling of the Canadian license plates. It's yeah. it's a fun time of the year.
Well, it'll be interesting too, because Arizona is hosting the Final Four too. And I think that, you know, we may see something different than we have previously because we're still stretching out that like visitor mentality, maybe coming in to watch some basketball. But we really do have to manage the expectation of two identities. You know what I'm saying? A lot of places don't have to do that. I mean, I mentioned before, like a golf course, anywhere that doesn't have 365 days of sunshine, you have one identity. It's your golf course for 4-5 months, you know, and then that's it. And then next year, it's that same identity. You're bringing that identity back. We really have to manage the expectations
yeah.
of a different identity. Talk to me a little bit about how you do that, not only for our team, because I'm curious, how are we going to manage our team in ensuring that they're implementing these expectations well and differently, but also, you know, we did touch on a little bit the golfer that comes in, but we still need to manage those expectations a little bit.
Yeah. I idolize the winter visitor who is they're making a schedule around the game of golf for 4 to 6 months out of the year.
Yeah.
That's a level of commitment that I look up to. I mean, that's an unbelievable commitment to the game of golf.
Yeah.
And this individual is creating their annual calendar around this, their weekly calendar around when they're playing golf, and then their daily calendar around when their exact tee time is. So their entire day is likely scheduled around that significant event.
Yeah.
Their tee time. The one thing that's important to them, this individual is likely spending more time on your property because, again, they came out here and moved out here for the game of golf. That one golf day, we see them on property instead of what could be a 4-hour round or 4.5-hour round. They tend to be on property closer to the 5, 6, 7-hour mark because the game of golf is that important to them.
So good.
They're warming up. They might go upstairs and get a cup of coffee. If they're a regular, they might jump on and jump at the bar and talk to the bartender or find someone they know at the driving range yep. and chat with them for a short while. And then they go out and play their round. And their meal is typically planned or scheduled, right? They already know this is going to happen. We're going to do it at the turn, at our turn and burn option, or they're going to do it after their round. And that's an opportunity that we have to meet them where they are throughout the entire day.
That's right.
you and I think the rounds of golf that you and I squeeze into our schedule is much more aligned with that of an Arizona resident, yeah. right? Because they're completing their entire schedule in a week and they're squeezing in their round of golf. They're one, 4 hour break of sanity. Whether it's away from work, away from the family or the kids, just for some alone time. But then they have to get right back to those responsibilities. It's a much shorter period of time on the golf course. Mm-hmm. Not saying that they don't sit down and enjoy a meal before, during, or after a round of golf. But that's typically going to be reserved for the Saturday or Sunday golfer who That's has right. their whole round prepared for that. But you can see how a winter visitor who's preparing their whole schedule around the game of golf, they're going to be here for a longer period of time, and we're going to be able to serve them where they are. And this resident is going to need a much faster, expedient service. It's quick service. It's convenient items. Whereas the expectation and service levels of a winter visitor, it may be slightly elevated for a good portion of those.
Yeah. And it's not only that, but we have to manage our team to meet those expectations as well. Me and you have a high value of hospitality, whether or not it's a Canadian, someone from Minnesota, or an Arizona resident. We still have those values of hospitality, but recognizing that difference, I think, is a big deal, because a question we can ask our Arizona resident is, you got work later this afternoon, and here, let me get my, let me help you get this bag to your car so you can move on to, your job you have later this afternoon. Or, hey, is this, the one round you get to play this week? And if that's the case, here, let me bring food to your cart for you. Is there something we can do to ensure that your round is quick and fast, meets your needs? And that's something that we have to manage our team in as the season changes.
You speak my words really, really well. No, that's great. We want our team to be able to anticipate the needs of the person standing in front of them.
Yeah.
And it's on us as the operator or the guest service individual to take a quick moment to identify how is this human being doing in front of me, and where are they at in their schedule for the day and the week? The person who's going to sit down and enjoy lunch immediately after their round, we're going to provide a slightly different service. Whereas the person who needs to get to work, it's like, hey, well, why don't I carry your clubs to the car for you? Let's get you to work, man. You might not offer that person to head straight to the bar for a beer because they have work right after the round, totally. Right?
And it's something else that's coming down the road that is unique to Arizona residents is the price drops. Like when price drops because it's too hot, where you can still play golf in Arizona. For those of you that don't know, it gets to 110 plus degrees. For people like you and I, we love that because it's a good time to play golf. The golf course is wide open. But because of that, prices drop. We're going to see Arizona residents, because I am one of those residents. I took advantage of this.
Oh, yeah.
Prices drop, so you get to play some courses that you maybe aren't privy to, or some, willing to, some people that might find superstition our course a tad pricey during season, they may meander over this direction because our price goes down a little bit. And so that's that's coming down the road. That's not happening yet at our course, but that's going to be probably one May or something.
Yeah. You're going to see we're heading into shoulder season, right? So season heads, through April. A lot of how long the season lasts can be weather dependent, conditions on the golf course, number of snowbirds still in the market playing golf. But May and June is when you start to see a big difference. June is when we as operators and the agronomy team, our grounds team specifically, we start to see the inputs out on the golf course. They're not as heavily dependent as in the winter. So that's why you see prices drop down a little bit, right? So competition's going down. The Bermuda grass on the golf course isn't requiring as many fertilizers as a winter grass would. So that allows us as operators to provide a product at slightly less. But a lot of it is about competition, right? You have a pool of people that you need to entice to squeeze in 4.5 hours into their schedule that they are not working the rest of their schedule around, like the rest of our clientele are the other 6 months out of the year. So it's about creating a time slot on the T-sheet that works for every segment of our golfer base, right? The person who needs that prime time tee time, it's going to be available for you. And while conditions are hot, it's going to be at the right price. And we monitor the rest of the tee sheet to make sure that we have the right pricing throughout the entire day, so that if you have to come out at twilight, right at twilight, to try and get your 18 holes in for a slightly lower rate, that will be available for you. We will make sure that those rates are out there. So that's part of how we manage it a little bit different.
You mentioned there in the end, which we won't talk about it today, but we got to talk about the way you look at a tee sheet and monitor the tee sheet. It's both full of math, but it's also full of intention and excitement for that golfer. We'll talk about that at a later date, because we could talk a whole episode on how you look at a tee sheet. Mm-hmm. We'll do that down the road. But coming up, we have some really cool things in the month of April to embrace the weird seasonality that we're in. You mentioned the Masters at the beginning. I mean, come on, Masters are coming up. That's going to be exciting. But what events do we have coming up that are unique to Superstition? You came up with really cool ideas, and we're implementing them this year. The Taste of the Masters is one of them.
Yes, that's an exciting one.
Well, how did you find this? Well, let's talk about what it is for a second. So, the Masters, I guess, is putting, sending food from the Masters, or the same type of food. They'll send it to your house, or they'll send it to your mm-hmm. golf course. And so you can put on a Masters party, and you came to the golf course we're doing this.
We're doing this.
Yeah. Yes. Where'd you find this?
It had to have been Instagram.
Yeah.
You know, just sitting on the couch, maybe a day off, watching some golf, or hanging out with the kid late at night and scrolling through the phone, and it ended up being one of the first Masters ads that I ended up seeing, probably 3 weeks ago, maybe a month ago. And I looked at it, I saw the price, and it might not be something that a group of seven would consider doing. But I figured we had the opportunity to provide something unique for our golfing community, for you, our listeners. So yeah, the weekend of the Masters.
Yeah.
We're hoping for Saturday and Sunday. Sunday's guaranteed. it's all depending on timing for arrival.
Yep.
As you would expect, it's quite popular. So not 100% guaranteed for the time on when it arrives on Saturday, but we will be providing all of the fixins that one would enjoy on the grounds of Augusta National. So the pulled pork sandwich, the pimento cheese sandwich, the peach ice cream sandwich, a bag of chips, popcorn. There's some souvenirs in there as well. So we're going to have some unique opportunities for a guest to enjoy that lunch. Maybe they purchase it at our turn and burn in between their 9th and 10th hole. We're considering hosting a skins game on Sunday morning. That's in the air. So stay with us mm-hmm. for more on that, but we may host a skins game Sunday morning, 7 a.m. get out for some competition, before the Masters. So, if enough people want to come hang out with us at Superstition Springs, there will be a viewing party starting at about 11:30, where this spread will be available. So all depends on the amount of interest that we get. But we're bringing this in, the Taste of the Masters, our first time doing it. We want to be able to provide someone a connection to Augusta Master, Augusta National. So it'll be fun.
My favorite part of that was that you had the menu memorized. And for those, if you're listening, Kyle looked me dead in the eyes that whole time, meaning you've been thinking about the meals. You've been thinking about the Masters for a little bit now.
Yeah. I think my golf nerds out there, they know my heart is just beating with pride right now. There's no issue reciting what can be found at
there's
the Masters.
There's no issue. Yeah. It's going to be a fun time. I mean, the Liv and John Rahm and the drama, you got to love it. As much as it's frustrating, you got to love the Masters.
We'll have the best of the best competing.
That's right. We're doing another event called Our Member Guest. And here we have, at our course, we have a handful of membership options to be someone who calls Superstition Springs home, and or the network of courses we're a part of. And we're trying something new where we bring all these members together and a guest of their choice to come and have the best weekend of golf. We sat in the pro shop a couple days back to back to back and just dreamt this weekend up. If you had to put a perfect golf weekend up on a whiteboard, I feel like we're getting pretty close to creating that for our community. Let's talk about a little bit about the format and kind of what we're doing.
Yeah, I'll start with the intention behind it, right? The idea behind a member guest. There are private clubs in the industry or exclusive clubs in the industry where you have to have an invite or pay a membership to gain access to a tee time. Mm-hmm. These courses, I've been a part of a handful of them, can or do host events where there will be a weekend full of just unbelievable experiences that normally don't happen throughout the golf course. Maybe yeah. unique formatting, unique opportunities, definitely unique programming. And
our course is, you know, the private course is producing something that's unique formatting for their guests and members. You know, we, as a public course, we have an option to participate in that because we do have a membership option. We have people that pay a pretty decent penny to say, hey, I want to come to Superstition. And we were like, let's do something for them. Let's bring that intention to our members.
Yeah. This one weekend of the year at this private club is, we're going to allow you to bring one person who's not a guest have this extraordinary experience. And we just brainstormed that same idea. Let's do that for our membership. Here is a one weekend exclusive event. You have to be a member to participate, and every member will be able to invite one additional person.
Yeah. So then we have a practice round included in that. We have an optional nine-hole skins game.
Nine-hole skins game on Friday prior to the main event. And the main event's going to be a lot of fun. It's a 36-hole competition. You and your guest partner will be playing two 18-hole best ball matches.
Yeah.
Saturday's match will be a shamble style. So scramble off the tee, and then you'll pick the best location on the golf course. The other partner will drop within one club length, just like a scramble.
Yep.
Hit from there, and then you play your own ball in. So theoretically, it is a best ball with a scramble tee shot. Sunday is just individual best ball all the way through. So gross and net flights. The giveaways are going to be unbelievable prizes. Every single round of golf includes drink, food, you name it. It's going to be the party of the celebration of the season for us, for sure.
It is. And, you know, we're in the process of finding vendors to come and sponsor, you know, specific days, whether it's a cigar vendor or an alcohol vendor. It's just going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be a weekend that I hope at our course, because you talked about intention at the beginning, like this is going to be an intentional event that every year people will look forward to. Mm-hmm. And we have those for sure at our course, but I think this one's going to be unique because it is going to be a whole weekend. We certainly have tournaments throughout the year, the Tank Top Open to a Canadian Cup that people go, hey, are you doing that again? But this one I think has the potential to impact our members and, you know, embrace our guest community who decide to come as well.
Yeah, no, we're coming out swinging and saying this is the pinnacle event of the year.
Yeah.
If there's one event that you can participate in, we really want you to participate in this one.
Yeah.
This is the celebration and display of our appreciation for you choosing us.
Yeah.
I mean, you drive from here to the grocery store and you pass more golf courses than grocery stores, right? That's how Phoenix Metropolitan is. And we have so many people who choose us.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like they choose superstition, but some of people out there are choosing it because of the things that we put on for them.
Yeah.
And this is our way to say, hey, this is one event where we are going to obsess over every detail and throw you the celebration of the season. So Saturday night after the first round, it's a full prime rib dinner gala with raffles that you just can't wait to see the raffle pool that we have. So it's going to be an event you don't want to miss for sure.
It's gonna be fun. So last episode we started something called Hot Find of the Week, which is kind of fun.
Ooh.
We got to talk a little bit about some brands or some accounts or some people or some whatever that we found. What do we got today? Hot Finds of the Week? I mean, what did you stumble across? I'll start with mine.
Yes, you do.
Okay. So this morning I wake up and I, scroll Instagram as I do, and I stumbled upon an awesome Instagram account. It's called Every Ball Has a Story, or Each Golf Ball Has a Story, something like that. Every Ball Has a Story. And it virtually is what we're doing here at Between the Swings. And I love this account. It says this at the top, which shout out to these guys. It says, life is short, book a golf trip. I mean, come on, everybody. Creating memories and chasing golf balls around the world. And it's like this idea that every person... The video that I saw that caught my eye was like a bunch of dudes hanging out on a patio after they played golf. And the caption read something like, you're not going to remember what you shot. You're not going to remember what bunker you hit out of, whatever, but you'll remember the stories and you'll want to go back to that day. Like I'm botching what it said, but you get the idea. And it was this awesome account. It seems like some cool dudes that are trying to bring intention to golf. And I was like, this is it. Mm-hmm. 'Cause at the end of the day, I was just texting a buddy yesterday about our scores and our handicaps and how important that is. But at the end of the day, I was like, I just want to sit on a patio and talk about our golf game and remember that. It's like every ball is a story.
Yeah, and if you have qualms with golf or the rules of golf or the swinging of a golf club, come out on the golf course for that reason, those reasons right there. Those guys nailed it on the head.
Yeah. So Hot Find of the Week, shout out to those guys. They got my follow. They got our Instagram account follow. So I'll be excited to DM them one day and say, you know, one, come play our course out here, but two, you know, let's be friends type of thing. So what do you got?
I am thrilled to talk about Jones Sports Company or Jones Golf out of Portland, Oregon. Not just a great name, but a killer golf bag and lifestyle bag company as well. So our member guests specifically, we've partnered with Jones. The raffle prize pool is going to be stock full of amazing golf bags from Jones.
Amazing.
But everyone who participates just for signing up in the member guest, you'll have your choice of this duffel bag on my lap or one other duffel bag from Jones Golf. So this bag is part of their Heritage collection, which is their classic brown leather. They have others that are more utility and sporty looking, but check them out. It's a gorgeous company. They focus on simplicity, but classic style at the same time. So super high quality
stuff. I actually got a brand new Jones golf bag. I got to get it and show it off.
Let's go. Let's see the new bag.
I'm switching over. You got to check this out. This is my, hopefully you can see it there on camera. So this is my brand new Jones golf bag. So the first time I saw this company, I thought, this is your last name.
I'm lucky to have the name just so I can be like, hey, I'm proud of this company because this is some sweet stuff.
This is phenomenal. Kyle has a Jones golf bag. I'm a proud new owner of this Jones golf bag. I love it. I sting and love it. You loved it. You recommend it. And I'm like, I'm stoked to rep this. I'm switching over my golf bag as we speak to this puppy. And I'll be repping it all summer long.
Yeah, they're fantastic. Lightweight. They're recycled materials. The company absolutely has a sustainable mindset, which is huge to us Between the Swings, right?
Yeah.
We're not just talking about the game of golf, but we manage nature that's also managed by Mother Nature herself, right? So we need to focus on brands that also have this sustainability impact as well. So kudos to Jones. Thanks for doing what you're doing. You guys make some awesome stuff.
Yeah. Excited for this. what are we, let's end with a little, what are you excited about this week? What's coming up? What are you excited about in the next month, either here at Super from a managerial standpoint or just you as a human person golfer? What are you excited about?
Kyle's excitement for the Masters, it trumps everything else.
It shines.
It's the number one week of the entire year. I mean, my phone, which is recording me right now, the background on my phone is already the homepage for the Masters app.
Yeah, the background on my phone is my kids and my family. His is the Masters, so you can tell how excited he is.
It was. Yes. It was. It was the pictures that we took for our Christmas card. Honey, I love you. You're my best friend. Lennon is my best friend as well. Grace, the dog, she was included in that photo.
But give him this week. It's the Masters, but baby.
It's the Masters. Yeah. My wife knows my love for the Masters. No, I have not gone. If you're listening and you want to take me, I know people in the golf industry that can, you know, do a couple things. You know other people in the golf industry too. Oh, so let's
trade.
Let's connect.
That's
let's
right.
connect.
Yeah, Masters.
But yeah, it's the Masters. What we'll do though, what we'll do is a Masters pool.
Heck yeah.
I've always been a big fan of running a Masters pool at clubs that I've been a part of.
Okay.
So we'll do it between the swings Masters
Let's
pool.
Do it.
Stay in tune. We'll post you know what our prizes are going to be and what the rules and stipulations are. But I want you to follow along with the Masters with us and see who's going to win this thing.
Yeah.
Who's going to wear a green jacket this year?
I'm excited about that too. I've been working on my golf swing. So I know we're a Between the Swings podcast, but I have a golf professional here. His name's Steph. He's been working with me to cure my over-the-topness in my golf swing. So that's what I'm excited about.
Yes.
And obsess over my golf swing for a little bit. Yes, I'm a golfer. I want to be a better golfer like most of us. So I'm excited about that this next month, to really hone in on that, continue my ripstick training. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
Let's go. I mean, the departure of a winter visitor and the softening is a word that we like to use in the industry.
Yep.
The softening of tee sheets.
Yeah.
You and I also get to get out and play golf a little bit more too. So,
yeah.
So I think that's an excitement as well. The Masters is exciting, but maybe we'll get out there and swing it some more than during the busy season. So let's get out and play it. And if you're listening, come play with us.
Yeah. We're grateful for all of you. Thanks for listening. Episode 3 in the books. Please, if you have time, have a phone, open up Instagram, follow us on Instagram, be a part of our community. We are community focused, podcast brand, whatever we're creating here. Join us, be a part of what we're doing. We want you to be a part of the conversation, whether you're a manager at a golf course tuning in, you're a golfer that loves golf, or you're just someone that stumbled upon us. Thank you for listening. Follow along with us. Let's continue this thing, baby.
Just play golf.
That's right.